This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I really appreciate Dan and Mike and William and King Overick holding. Everybody has called in, Richard, and said we're pissed. We want action. And I'm not going to hold my breath for what's happening with John Durham, but they have opened criminal investigations into these people, and they've already had the deputy attorney general. You know, they asked him 3 months ago, hey, will you kill this indictment? And they said no. So we know there's an indictment there, too. I mean, that's confirmed, but it just nothing happens.
Right.
And that's on McCabe. So
we've been hearing about indictments for a couple of years now and waiting, waiting, waiting. That's just another sore topic right there. I just heard Bob Barr on a taped interview talking about the attorney general. He was talking about that, well, there was no Russian collusion by the Trump campaign or anybody involved with Trump. But there was no American involved in Russian, you know, Russian collusion. I'm like, wait a minute, you know, we've talked
about Clintons.
The Clintons, you know, are up to their neck in Russian collusion. So I'm worried about Attorney General Barr wearing Never Trump underwear. I mean,
well, it's such an upside down world where Pelosi's son's involved with the energy companies, so's all of them, and then Trump's the bad guy, and then we can't get them indicted, but the president's been indicted in the House. That's what impeachment is. It's like, no, I'm not settling for this crap.
Right, and I'm glad you just brought up the name Pelosi, because I was talking about how that we've been not active enough in the primaries. The primary elections are the weakest link in trying to vote in good candidates and vote out pieces of you-know-what candidates. Pelosi is up for her primary. She's got challengers in her district. Is a Republican ever going to win in her district? Probably not. The place for her to be unelected, the place for her to be fired by the people, is in the primary. She's got primary challengers. She's got three or four primary challengers. And I'll tell you what, I think there's probably enough Democrats upset. You've got a lot of Bernie Sanders people in that group.
You're going to be taking over soon. We're going to take over soon and talk about that. Mike in North Carolina, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Look at that face.
Did it get through to you, Alex?
Yes, sir. Thanks for holding. I really appreciate you, and I hope you had a good Christmas.
Yes, I did. I hope you did, too. Yes, that makes me a long-time listener and first-time caller. But I got to say, I agree with you 100% on Trump's actions that need to be taken to stop this infringement of our rights. That is probably the one of the worst things we're facing right now. I mean, I know the Democrats are acting, pretty crazy. But I think he should have the majority of them arrested and tried for treason for the actions they're doing, trying to overthrow a duly elected president and trying to take away the rights of the American people, stirring up dissension amongst the people. You know, that stuff's not right. That's to me, treasonous acts.
And then CNN said that the guy wasn't a monster that shot Scalise. They said that he was angry about corruption. That was Wolf Blitzer. How would Wolf Blitzer feel? I don't know what this happened. Somebody walked up and shot him and then said, by the way, I'm not a monster, whoever shoots him. I mean, these people, they know they're politically losing, so they're starting fights with us. So it's the executive branch's job to not let them try to start these fights and abuse us. Because if the president and the Justice Department don't act, they're helping them. Does that make sense?
No, exactly. It's like I said, the good guy's laying on the mat and having the bad guy jump off the top rope on him repeatedly. And it's really frustrating. And, Alex, I know you're about to depart here in a little bit.
No, we're going to keep going. Take this call.
Okay, good deal. All right. Well,
Mike, God bless you. What do you think Trump needs to do, just in 30 seconds?
Well, I think, first of all, he needs to get rid of all that deep state stuff. He needs to shut down the CIA and the FBI and probably the Federal Reserve. I mean, they're illegal anyhow.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, I'll tell you this. We don't need those folks at the Federal Reserve. It's privately owned. And you're absolutely right. And as for the CIA, It needs to be abolished. It needs to be absolutely thrown to the wind, as many a president has said, because it is an anti-American institution run by a bunch of leftists at the top. That doesn't count for the military people that actually do the HUMET, but those are good people. We'll be right back. InfoWarsLife.com. 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 You go to that URL, it takes you to the subsection of InfoWarsStore.com where you find the 60-plus products where we've gone out and researched what is the best, what gives people the best results. We either private label it or we develop our own with top developers. And folks, I'm telling you, you can see the difference in me, my energy, my focus. I've lost almost 40 pounds in less than 4 months. It's incredible. So do yourself a favor. Try out the products if you've been on the fence. You can't lose except if you don't take action. Because when you buy the products, you're funding the operation that is always delivering thanks to your support and God's grace and our action. But you need these products. That's the real reason you want to get them, is because they're amazing. And then when you get great results, please tell others about it word of mouth. That's how we expand in the face of the NWO instead of imploding. We're fighting to win, and we are winning thanks to you.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
He rode a blazing saddle. He wore a shiny.
We're taking your calls here. Richard Reeves, my good friend, and a smart guy, is going to take over. So let me get a word in edgewise if I stay here. I got a lot to do behind the scenes. I've been working throughout this weekend. I'll be back this Sunday, Lord willing, live in studio, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Only way the word gets out is you. You are fantastic. Let's take a few calls, and then you want to run something by me, you were saying. Let's go to King Ovik and then William and Dan. King Ovik, that's a cool name. How do you get the name King Ovik?
Well, I'm just a little bitty king. My king is up in heaven, but yippee-yay for InfoWars. My brother, I got two things to tell you. President Trump, not with a non-action, that is an action. So then right there, you could actually go ahead and give him the misprison or the dereliction of duty that everybody else in Congress suffers from. So then, the second thing, I would suggest that the most trusted person, other than Jared Kushner, take a platoon of Marines, go to the DOJ, go to the assistant DOJ's desk, and go through every stack of paper that's there and flush out the indictments that are being hid. They're being sat on. Pick them up and take them and bring them up to the POTUS and let him review it and see what's really going on. Because all they're doing is they're sitting on the paperwork.
You're absolutely right, and I'm glad you called King Ovik, because that reminds me of this little clip. Here is Giuliani on Glenn Beck saying, give him two prosecutors and he can indict them. And he's absolutely right. I mean, this is open and shut with Biden bragging how he said, I'll hold $1 billion back if you don't fire the prosecutor investigating my son. And son of a bitch, he got fired that day. Here it is.
To me, that this will come out, that these people will be judged and not in
I'm
some
happy until I die, so they better kill me. I mean, there's no way they shouldn't be prosecuted. This should be in a federal court. I know federal courts better than anybody. I will be completely immodest and say I was the most successful U.S. attorney in the last 50 years. These are out and out crimes. If anybody's afraid of prosecuting them, you make me the special prosecutor with two people and not $35 million. I'll prosecute every single one of them myself.
And again, folks, Giuliani absolutely knows where the bodies are buried. And he says take the gloves off. And that's why, notice a few months ago, Biden's campaign said stop letting him on air. He's fake news. And now you don't see Giuliani anywhere except maybe Fox Business and on Glenn Beck, because the left has so much power they can say who can go on TV.
It's really encouraging to see Giuliani talking that way. One of the suggestions I was going to make is that Robert Barnes has come on here and done such a knockdown job over the last few months that he needs to be connected with Trump. You know, just like InfoWars needs to be.
I mean, he is. He goes up there.
Well, good. He needs to be connected because he's one of the most brilliant constitutionalist attorneys on the planet. And he needs to be up there helping Giuliani and Trump and whoever else on the legal scene.
I agree. We should all go up there with Barnes in D.C. We got to make a D.C. trip soon. All right, let's go to Dan in Louisiana. Dan, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to InfoWars family and all us patriots out there.
I got you.
We're definitely, you're welcome, sir. We're definitely in this together. First, I would like to give a good word to the Nathan Iodine. I'm the grandfather of three beautiful grandkids. My daughter just had recently, one's four, one's three, and the baby is a year and 7 months. And her doctor asked Paris, what are you doing? Paris gave her whole regiment and told us that I had her taking the Nathan Iodine while she was pregnant. And the doctor told her it was one of the top three pregnancies she had ever seen. And then my daughter had my other two grandchildren following that. The doctor was just blown away at how unbelievably healthy my daughter was. And you should see my grandkids, how blessed we are. They're so happy and healthy. And I just want to thank InfoWars because I know for sure that the iodine had a lot to do with it, no doubt.
Well, even the UN has to admit that the biggest result of birth defects, low IQs, and other cognitive problems, the leading cause of mental disability on Earth is iodine. Even Encyclopedia Britannica, Club Med, and then they're taking it out of everything and putting the bad one, fluoride, in, bromide, bromine, that whole class. It's magic. People ask, Alex, I mean, literally, I still eat ice cream. I still have cake. I have a pie. I love it. Okay? And people say, how have you lost so much weight? Why is your skin so good? Well, I wasn't tanning before when I get out in the sun before I got on iodine 8 years ago, okay? And then now I'm like, wait, I only take this like every few weeks. I keep forgetting. I'm going to take it every other day. You got to be careful with it. It's powerful, folks. And it's literally makes me like a caveman. I've got so much energy, my libido. I don't want to get specific, but let's just say this. Let's just say this, that in the morning, it's like I'm 16 years old, okay? I mean, I've got the same stuff I had when I was 16. Nobody I know at 45 is like that unless they're on iodine. And it runs everything. I mean, it's incredible.
Well, you and I have been on the discovery of the iodine thing since about 2011, 2012. I remember we talked about it way back then when I had an office over there in that green room. And absolutely, I'm taking Survival Shield and other InfoWars store products as well. So I recommend everybody get on AutoShip for sure.
Well, I mean, look, RX2, RX3, two different types of iodine, but both have deep earth crystals in it. The other one has two other types that some people helps them upload it better. And it's not as strong on purpose, okay? So X3, it's not a cost thing. It's not as strong. It's a different formula because when you put all three types together, it makes it stronger and uploads different to the cells. That's like degreed scientists developed this, so I don't get all the metabolic stuff. But believe me, there's a reason we have X3. And X2 is better for some people. X3 is better for others. People say, why do you have two types? Because there's different metabolic systems. And we're looking at maybe another type because, again, people are different. People say, well, why do you have Supermill Vitality, but then you've got, another product, Alpha Power, which is similar because one is cold-pressed and not as strong, but metabolically is stronger but costs more. The other is high-quality dried herbs that cost us less and is much stronger statistically, but probably not actually as strong. But some people get a better result from that than they get with that. It's apples and oranges. But I'm sorry, sir. Go ahead and make your point, Dan.
No. I'm enjoying listening because I couldn't agree more. And I really wanted to take the time. All you pregnant ladies out there, I wish my daughter could have made this call. Man, if you hear how excited my daughter is when she talks about it, because it's her beautiful little children, man. I mean, you can imagine how she feels. And my little grandkids are so smart. The baby's a year and 7 months. His other papa is from Guatemala. He already knows words in Spanish, English, colors, everything.
Oh, people ask me what's going on with my 2.5-year-old daughter who sings hundreds of songs, has full conversations with people. People are like, is this a joke? And it's like, no, that's what she takes, the children's fish oil, and then she takes iodine. But again, you got to be careful with it, folks. This is the real deal. So consult a physician, check with folks. We're not selling placebos here. And some people, if you already got a messed up thyroid or something, it's kind of like a car that's had bad gas forever, and suddenly you put like 99 octane in it, it could, you know, cause some issues. So consult your physician. You wanted to comment. I'll do the next segment too. You wanted to comment, Dan, about something else as well. Taking the gloves off.
Yeah, I mean, I totally, wholeheartedly support President Trump. But, I mean, what we're up against, it's a massive, all the way on the local level. I'm in FEMA Region 6 right here, just south of New Orleans, in a parish called Duncanon Parish. My friend's son comes over to my apartment yesterday, and I'm watching InfoWars, and he's like, Mr. Dan, I thought Trump was the bad guy. I'm like, what? I'm like, no, your dad works in refineries like I do, man. Let me tell you, all of my friends at work, black friends, white friends, Asian friends, Spanish friends, everybody, they all love Trump. Everybody's voting for Trump. It is not even about race. The hardworking American citizen who has relatives, fathers, grandfathers, uncles, aunts, whoever, who fought and died for this country or fought and served this country with honor.
Dan, stay there. You're on fire. Richard, you're cool. You'll have two segments. You're cool. Dan, stay there. I'm going to finish up with you and then with William. I love these calls. You've been holding. I'm going to stay here for you. I mean that. My biggest frustration is not getting everything done I want to get done, but also taking calls and making you holes. We got so many phone lines. But I'm getting better. That's my promise of the new year, is to just be more hardcore, do even more shows, more investigative reports, more reporters in the field. If you'll just spread the word and buy the products, I guarantee you we're not going to let you down as long as God shines upon this enterprise. And I think with your prayers, that's going to happen. Richard Reeves rides shotgun. Whatever you do, spread the link, band.video.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Richard Reeves takes over for 2 seconds here in a moment. And then Owen Schroyer. It's a rebroadcast. He deserves the time off, but he'll be back. Man, aren't you proud of Owen Schroyer?
Absolutely. It just happened by happenstance. I was in St. Louis when that happened with the guys, you effing white male, you know, and all that stuff happened in that trip. The famous
Carl the Cuck.
Yeah, Carl the Cuck and
Abe Skrillex
were up there, and I was up there reporting. And I remember telling my cameraman that went with me, he said he wanted me to make some videos. Richard, let's cut some videos. Let's do some stuff. I said, no, why don't you just go out and float around the crowd and see what shots you can get. And hallelujah.
I forgot you were involved in Abe Skrillex.
I was involved in that. Yeah, we were over there watching it. And, you know, my cameraman was filming it all and got it. And
Richard, I forgot you did that.
Owen Schroyer was right there.
Richard's been there at so many badass points.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's weird because it's like we were our flight. We were going to go to Ohio was the next stop. And we were traveling. We were doing a connection in Chicago. Our flight was doing a connection. And that was the very night that Trump was doing a Chicago event that got canceled by Antifa, which is another reason that I'm upset with Trump, is here we are, an event canceled in 2016. Trump knows about Antifa. Why is Antifa still even doing their thing? Why has not a special person been issued the task of busting up?
Oh, we need a task force, just like we have for MS-13 for Antifa, and they're funded by Soros, and we'll get hit the kingpin.
Exactly.
I mean, why was Al Capone allowed to do stuff?
And why are we sitting here openly knowing that Soros is one of the biggest, baddest guys on the planet, and we talk about it, it gets talked about on Fox, it gets talked about in so many places, yet it's like, okay, Dr. Evil just
absolutely
gets away and does whatever he wants. Now, Alex, I know you're fixing cut out. I want to get this important thought.
I want to finish with Dan and William. We've got to go to Dan and William. We're going to do it. Dan, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. You're talking about everybody of different race, color, and creeds coming together, and because I think the left jumped the shark saying Trump supporters are racist. And so many people have seen through that. It's really backfired on them. That's what makes the left so dangerous right now, though, is that they know they're losing the narrative and are in panic mode. That's why I'm so concerned, is because they're like a cornered rat. What do you think, Dan?
I couldn't agree more. They see us becoming a cohesive unit. They see us coming together as patriots, as an American family, as a team. We are doing what our forefathers intended for us to do.
And that's why I don't want to be too critical of Trump and have people go do big stunts at the events to get his attention, because that could spin out of control. The media could drive a wedge. So how do we balance that?
Well, I mean, I really don't have the solution to that, Alex. I like what everybody's been saying about just taking action, but at a low impact, like making yourself seen. But like you said just now, not enough to give the media food for all this dissension amongst the Trump ranks or anything like that. I truly, personally hope that Donald Trump is just waiting, giving them all the room they need to hang themselves, and building information and collecting data and investigating them. And then as it gets closer to the election, then drops the hammer on them. So they don't even have time to scramble and come up with some alternative.
Well, that's the whole thing of Napoleon said, don't interrupt your enemy when they're destroying themselves. Dan, I hope you're right. God bless you. William in Michigan, last call, the Richard Reeves takes over. Go ahead and thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good, brother.
Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to say that I think we're headed in two different possible outcomes, where you have the outcome where he doesn't, because they have been talking a lot and nothing's getting done, as everyone's been talking about. And I think that if he doesn't act and he doesn't get them locked up based on all the open crimes that they've done, that we're going to go to war against China, but we're going to go while we're simultaneously having a civil war. Or he gets them locked up, accountability is restored, and then we unify as a country, and then we go to war against China as a unified country, where we're not going to lose that one.
Well, that's why I've said the left literally is on the side of the Chi-Coms, and the Chi-Coms are funding all this Netflix stuff. You turn it on, it's like race war, families breaking up, America sucks. A foreign authoritarian enemy is literally running that and bragging about it. It's the Washington Post says, oh, Xi Jinping, please destroy Trump for us. What the hell? And then they say Trump works for foreign powers?
No, exactly. It's crazy.
I mean, since when do Americans put up with crap like that?
Since never, especially us, but plenty of Americans are. I think that one of Trump's best things that he can do to prevent war with China is inculcate those God-given rights, the first 10 Bill of Rights, into the trade deals with China.
I totally agree.
It's already started.
We need to say it's ideological. We only do free trade with countries that aren't authoritarian, just like with North Korea. We don't do trade with them.
Right. And I don't think we cut off trade with China, but the less God-given rights China has, the higher your tariffs. The worse trade deals you have, the higher your tariffs.
No, I agree. We need to have a moral standard.
Lower tariffs, more God-given rights, lower tariffs.
Well, by the way, Trump's talking about doing that.
That's great. Well, I'll tell you what, that's how we could get into China as far as bringing them rights. Why do we support slave labor in China? Let's quit that. I mean, they're talking about slave reparations for things that happened decades and decades and decades ago here in this country. Well, I'll tell you what, let's start caring about the slaves that are going on right now. And that brings me to the point.
By the way, Trump just said he and Xi are now going to sign a deal. That just broke. Thank you, William. Thank you, and God bless you, sir. Great points. Now, Richard, go ahead.
And what I wanted to mention is before you leave, I know you got to cut out. You've got a lot of work to do. But why does our flag only have 50 stars? You know, recently it came out in the news 2 or 3 months ago that Trump was looking at buying Greenland or whatever. And, of course, you know, now the home country or whatever is probably not going to want to sell it. Well, hell, why don't we just go ahead and do an expansionist effort and potentially bring in other states of the Union all over the planet? You know,
No, I agree. Because people want us to actually sign on to us.
Exactly.
And if you're not expanding, you're contracting. Instead of the Chi-Coms just taking people over, how about we say, hey, you want to sign on, bring them in that way.
Exactly. We could have 100
stars. Well, that's what globalists are doing. They're rallying populations, not even for their own interests, but against America. We should be rallying nations for everybody.
Exactly. The country.
Well, that was the big secret of the New World Order is they sold it as that. But then it wasn't what it was. Trump can take the whole New World Order over now, make it ideological, and people will want to join it without being made to it.
There's no reason why we can't have 100 stars in that blue field. I think that we just have to highly vet countries. We should approach countries that are most like ours, that the people are ready. I mean, what about maybe?
If we don't, it's going to be the Chi-Coms.
Exactly.
People understand there's competing ideas here.
Right.
When people need to get with the program.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, Hong Kong could be the 51st state. Those people are ready.
And they're hard working and smart. We want those people.
Every time, look, I think about the people in Hong Kong waving American flags, pledging.
No, I agree. Why is the United States geographic? Well, why is it even? We need to expand, or we're going to contract. 51st state is the moon.
Well, maybe so.
Like China just declared they own the moon last month.
Maybe 51st state's the moon, but 52nd state, Hong Kong.
Mars, 52nd state.
Exactly. So I think we need 100 stars on that flag. I think, you know, we keep talking about 1776 worldwide. This is it. We're either going to do
1776 but we gotta have the values.
Worldwide. Well, there we go. Exactly.
And again, it's gotta like Lord Monckton says, we can have like a 1776 League of Nations, but not the globalist one, where it's real nations there unilaterally, bilaterally working together, and it's all out in the open.
Right. And all these new states could have an out clause like Texas has. Texas could secede from the Union if the Union goes astray and gets lost.
53rd state, asteroid belt.
There we go. Okay. Asteroid belt and you name it, the whole galaxy. Right.
Well, used to it was weird to say go across the Atlantic. Now we do it all the time.
Exactly.
You just got to claim the whole thing.
There we go.
Somebody else is.
We can do it right back.
Richard Reeves is taking over Infowars.com. It's too late to order Christmas presents in most areas of the United States for your friends and your family. But it's not too late to do it for yourself and to keep the InfoWar on the air and stronger than ever. Everybody who watches the show can see that I've lost almost 40 pounds. I'm more focused. I'm the best I've ever been. And you know why that is? I said 4 months ago, I'm going to religiously take all the products because I've never taken all of them. And then I always forget to take them, and I see my stamina, my energy, everything plunge. When I do take the products, the X2, the X3, the bodies, and all the other great products like the bone broth, you name it, my life is so much better. The probiotics, the MycoZX, it's incredible. These things have changed my life. They've changed so many others, but it's a total 360 win because it funds the InfoWar, so you can't lose unless you don't take action. Step to the plate, give yourself the gift of health, InfoWarsLife.com. Take action.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can be done? Well, we got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound and what a bandit run.
Give me liberty or give me death. It's Alex Jones.
Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Richard Reeves, and I'm going to be hosting this last two segments of the show today. And I want to really thank Alex for putting me in the seat. I never dreamed that I'd be here, right here, this one of these closing shows before the end of the decade. So it's totally a treat to be here. Now, one of the things that we want to cover here, of many things, is what we just got through talking about with Alex just a little while ago, saying, why do we only have 50 stars on the U.S. flag? It's time to go expansionist, and Donald Trump is just the guy to make that happen. He's the negotiator. He's the real estate guy. He can get these negotiations done and get us more countries to become states. Of course, the key is they have to be vetted. We want the ideology to be there. We want people that are ready to be Americans. We want people like that are in Hong Kong and are pledging allegiance to our flag and loving our flag and ready to take on the outfit of being an American, ready to appreciate the First Amendment, ready to appreciate the Second Amendment, and all the God-given rights we have in this country. So that's just part of what I wanted to talk about. But another thing that I want to talk about is getting Trump reelected. And one of the things that the Democrats really lack right now is that they don't really have any great ideas. Their main idea, their main thrust and viewpoint at this point is hate Trump, impeach Trump, dog Trump all they can, and take him down all they can. And so they're really in a dearth and a lack of ideas. And I think Trump, you know, he talked about buying Greenland a while back. Well, I think what we need to do is actually get Trump to do a water project as well. And what I mean by that is get to, we have a lack of water all over the United States. Maybe we can even get a map of where there are projected water shortages in our country as well as the world. Water is going to be potentially a huge problem. And I know we've had the guest host from Alaska come on occasionally that talks about all the resources that Alaska has. One of the projects, you know, Trump wants to be the greatest jobs president ever. One of these projects he could take on would be to bring water from Alaska, make a deal with Canada. There we go. There's a map of all the water issues. You've got the, in light blue there, the southwest part of the United States. You've got Mexico down there. Think of the issues with Mexico City. You've got more people in Mexico City than you have in New York. We should pipe in water from Alaska and northern Canada, make an agreement with Canada, pipe it into all the different regions of the United States that need it. You need the West Coast. You've got the all the agriculture there in California that needs it. You've got all the people in California that need it. You could pipe it into the headwaters of the Colorado River there in Colorado. We could pipe it in all the way into the Panhandle of Texas, pipe it into the Great Lakes, you name it, and bring in sufficient pipelines of water to actually sell water to Mexico. I think the ability to sell water to Mexico would probably pay for a huge portion of the cost of the project. And one of the things that inspired me to kind of be thinking about that type of thing is that down in San Antonio, you have the Riverwalk, and maybe we can get some images of the Riverwalk. They decades and decades ago, invested a small amount of money, you know, probably on the order of maybe a few million dollars in creating and building the Riverwalk down in San Antonio. And that's the kind of projects that I believe in, or projects that it takes government money to do it, but they have a huge return. There's a good view, a good shot of the Riverwalk. Many of you, I'm sure, have visited there and know exactly where that is. And it's turned out to be huge, huge revenue producer for the city of San Antonio. There's hotels. There's probably 20, 25, maybe even 30 hotels that line the Riverwalk, and all the tax dollars generated. So basically, for a few million dollars, they've created a multi-million, if not even billion-dollar business there and revenue stream with the Riverwalk. So we should do similar projects like that, and a water project where we're getting water to the United States and even all the way down to Mexico. Would be a huge jobs project. It would be a small amount of investment for a huge amount of return. One of the other things that Trump could do for jobs is refineries. We had not had any new refineries in the United States up until recently. Only in the last 4 or 5 years have new refineries started to be built. But before that, there had not been any new refineries for oil and gas and gasoline, diesel, etc. There had not been any new refineries built since the 70s. Now, think about this. Think of all the population growth we've had. Think of all the extra miles and roads that we've had built since the 70s because you've got the population growth. And cities expanding. Texas cities have expanded. San Antonio's expanded. Houston's expanded. Texas is just blowing up, getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And yet there were hardly no new refineries built. Are you kidding me? So Trump should get involved. Here we go. There's the article right there. No new refinery since the 70s, but capacity has grown. And fine, that's fine that capacities have grown. But think about it. Every time there's a hurricane, you know, just the talk of a hurricane hitting somewhere in the Gulf of Mexico, in the Mississippi River Valley, that can spike up gasoline 20 cents a gallon nationwide. And it takes potentially months and months, maybe even a year, for prices to return to normal. And heaven forbid, and that's not even, they don't even have to get hit. Even the refineries don't even have to get hit in that circumstance to spike up gas prices. And if they do get hit and taken offline, then gas prices go even up even more. So we've seen those incidents happen in 2005 and 2008. And that really is a national security issue, not having more refinery capacity. But until sometime technology overwhelms us and we get some really good new alternative energy, which that's not right on the horizon right now. Maybe it is down the road somewhere along the line. But for now, gasoline, diesel, oil are what runs our economy for now. So we need to see more new refineries, and that would be huge, huge jobs. That would be more pipeline jobs for running gas and diesel through around the state and around the country. And another big issue, and I know David Nice talked about this some, but there have been rumors for many, many years now that there's a way to remediate the nuclear waste that's out there. If anybody can find out, it should be Donald Trump. Donald Trump, we need you to find out, are these rumors true about the ability to remediate nuclear waste? Because we've got nuclear catastrophes all over the United States that unfortunately could happen at any time right now, because the waste is just sitting there on site at these nuclear plants and not being dealt with. So it is really a crisis waiting to happen. And you talk about jobs there. And if this is technology, President Trump, if this technology to remediate nuclear waste does exist, we need it to come online and we need it to go into action. And there's plenty of jobs that are created there. And if it does not exist, then start a Manhattan style project. The Manhattan Project that was used to create the nuclear bomb way back in the 30s and 40s, 1930s, 1940s. Well, we need a Manhattan-style level project to go into effect to create the means by which we can remediate nuclear waste, not just here in the United States, but ultimately around the world. So there's another big jobs project there. So with another thing that Trump could do is to expedite immigrations for certain key individuals around the planet. Bring in business people. You know, they keep criticizing Trump that, oh, he's anti-immigration and he's racist, etc. And, of course, InfoWarriors, we fall into that same category of being targeted about that. But bring in some highly vetted, very ultra-successful business people from around the world, bring them in the United States, and give them some carte blanche to create jobs here. All right, folks, we are about to go into a break here, and we'll have one more quick segment. We'll try to cover a lot more material, and we'll see you guys when we come back from the break. In the meantime, go visit InfoWarsStore.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
That's right, folks. You're tuned into the Alex Jones Show. We're live December 2019. That preacher from the 1900s is me. But anyway, 2019 and one of the final shows of the decade today. I'm highly honored to have Alex let me fill in today, and I want to get back to the news real quick because one of the pieces of news that broke just a little while ago today, it was that President Trump announced today that him and Chinese President Xi Jinping will have a signing ceremony coming up on the first phase of the U.S.-China trade deal. So hopefully we'll get some real good news out of there. Hopefully we'll learn that there's some God-given rights being given to the Chinese people. Hopefully we'll learn that we're going to find that our websites, internet sites like Google, YouTube, Facebook, Amazon, Twitter, Apple, etc., will start not censoring the First Amendment and allow the First Amendment to be activated, not just back here in the United States once again, but also all around the world. So hopefully we'll get some good news out of that. Fortunately, it says it's the first phase of the trade deal. So even if that doesn't happen during this first phase, hopefully it will be happening here in near and soon to come subsequent phases of the Chinese-American trade deal. And hopefully, we need some great news out of that, and hopefully it'll happen. One of the things I wanted to mention is Got to say hello to our friend Roger Stone, and I want to remind everybody that he's going to be sentenced in the upcoming few months, so I want to remind everybody to be praying for Roger Stone, and I want to also thank everybody for praying for me over the recent few years, what's going on with me. But with Roger, he's got his trials and tribulations coming up. You guys listen to the show here on InfoWars, and you know how he was railroaded and mistreated, and justice was not served there. So we can expect that sentencing will not be a fair thing as well. And I recommend going to the website freerogerstone.com. Freerogerstone.com. Make sure and pay that a visit and keep Roger in your prayers. So hopefully if he does get sentenced, that Trump will take quick and swift action in pardoning Roger Stone. And will there be howls and critics from the left and from all corners against Donald Trump pardoning Roger Stone? Of course. But President Trump, the left, and all these other critics, they're going to do it no matter what. It doesn't matter what you do. They're going to be on your case about something. So you might as well give them something to talk about by pardoning Roger Stone. And also, it would be great to see Paul Manafort pardoned. In my book, Paul Manafort is a true American hero. I don't know what he did to help Trump become the nominee. But let me tell you, he worked some magic behind the scenes. Paul Manafort did work some magic behind the scenes back in 2016 when Ted Cruz was the last man challenging Donald Trump. Paul Manafort worked some magic. He went to the RNC spring meeting back in 2016, and I don't know how he did it, but he definitely made a huge difference in Donald Trump getting elected. Potentially, without Paul Manafort, Trump would not have been the nominee. And I'm serious, folks. That was a big deal, and I wish I'd have known exactly how it all came to be. All right. Now, another thing that the New World Order is doing is running circles around us on primary elections. Folks, I know everybody's really focused, super focused on November 2016. Well, guess what? If we wait and just vote on 2016, it is too late. Part of what's been happening is a lot of InfoWarriors have been taking action right now. We were here with Owen Schroyer. Owen Schroyer, we're on here a few months back, and we were talking about how that from the summer of 2019 up until into the primaries upcoming in 2020, this is a golden window and a golden period of time to confront politicians running for office all over the country, at all levels of offices, from dog catcher to city council to, you name it, U.S. state rep, regular state reps, just all these different offices are going to be coming up for election in the primary elections. And being able to confront these politicians and ask them the hard questions, get them on your cameras, on your video cameras, on your iPad, cell phone cameras, and get those videos uploaded, and make sure when you get good material, let good candidates know and get them those videos. Get those videos. Think of it this way. Remember last week when they had the impeachment hearings, and they had like 6 hours in the U.S. House for Congress people to go and give their 30 seconds or 1 minute or 2 minute speeches. There's such tremendous fodder to be had from those little speeches, because some of them were very eloquent. We had Clay Higgins from Louisiana knocking it out of the park when he had that big USA map. Maybe I'm going to show a graphic of that, where Clay Higgins was showing the USA map with all the solid red and just those little blue cesspools that the left owns, being the big city. There it is. Clay Higgins did a marvelous job. If you have not heard what he said on the floor of the House, you've got to hear that. But now on the flip side, think of all these dirty dog leftist anti-American Democrats that have draped the American flag around them lately and talked about how they're pro-Constitution and that they're serving the Constitution and that they're respecting the Republic by impeaching Donald Trump. Well, I say bunk. And that's just so much bull that they spewed on the House floor. It's an emergency. Donald Trump must be removed now. And then come to find out Nancy Pelosi holds the articles from the Senate and is now abusing abusing her power against the Senate. And so they're talking about Trump abusing his power, which is a laughable thing. I mean, those of you that have researched it and followed and studied it know that these articles are a total joke. But how in the world can we see that justice is done out on Nancy Pelosi, because she's totally abusing her power? I mean, it's incredible. Well, one way we can do it, folks, is guess what? She is up in her primary for re-election on the Democrat side of the ballot, and she has two or three different challengers. The ballot in California was officially set just yesterday. I haven't had a chance to look it up yet, but she has got three, maybe four challengers in her Democrat primary. She needs to be removed at that level, because the chances of any Republican ever winning that seat in the Pelosi district are pretty much slim and none. It's just overwhelmingly, there was like 170,000 votes for Pelosi and about 50-some-odd thousand votes for the Republican, the poor Republican that was on the ballot in 2018. I mean, just total cremation. But the primaries are the Achilles heels. That's when we can fire these bad congressmen. That's when we can fire these bad congresswomen, and also Senate races as well. Adam Schiff has got Democrat challengers in his race, and one of them, at least when I checked last week, the official ballot was not declared, but one of the candidates that is running against Adam Schiff is maybe a girl. That's the name of the candidate. Maybe a girl. So maybe a girl needs to beat Adam Schiff in the Adam Schiff primary and send him home. So wouldn't it be great to see even a candidate that's named maybe a girl? I'm sure that's probably some full-on tranny, I guess, but let it happen. Adam Schiff needs to go home to his district. He needs to be there with the regular people. He doesn't need to be up in our Congress continuing on. I mean, it would be, yeah, that's the kind of face we need to see Adam Schiff have. At the end of the day, that primary night, we need to see that face, or preferably even with tears. But I'm telling you, the Achilles heels are in the primaries, folks. Got to get active in those primaries. They're running circles around us right there. That's how the Bloombergs, and that's how the Soros folks and the other New World Order minions that are involved, the Koch brothers, etc., that's where they're running circles around us, are in the primaries. If you have good candidates running for office in your district, try to go to work for them. Do as much work for them as you can. If you have bad candidates in your district, well, go out them, get video. That's just like with Joe Biden. I heard a news report come out here in the last few days that Joe Biden did an event in Iowa, and the whole crowd was only 98 people. 98 people at a serious presidential candidate event. There's no way to get that kind of turnout at Donald Trump event. He's going to have 10, 20, 30,000. You're not going to get a chance to ask a question. Folks, these are your chances to ask these questions. Let's get it done. Go to FreeRogerStone.com and also go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get your auto ship going. Order your coffee. Order your X2. Order your favorite products. Those that can need to be spending a couple hundred bucks a month on auto ship. Thank you for letting me sit in, Alex. Bye-bye.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.